None but the hungry heart. 8:15. My father's choice. What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. John 13:7. When our Lord takes us down into an area of processing and trial, it seems as though he deliberately takes away our understanding, and we often react as though we had never gone through anything before. One of his reasons for this is that we may receive the full effect and benefit of the child training. We should give our consent to our Father when he seeks to lead us through devastating processes. And we need have no fear, for he knows how to apportion our suffering. He exactly matches the suffering to our condition. He measures all things with unfailing accuracy and selects the particular trial suited to our particular need. He invariably chooses the lot of each with this in view, an increase in the divine content in our lives. If he chastens us, it is always for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. And all things work together for good to them that are called according to his purpose. What good? What purpose? This, that we may be conformed to the image of his Son. Let suffering come from any cause in the universe, if we give it over entirely to the hand of our Father, and sink ourselves into his blessed will, with the desire for him to work his purpose in us. He will make every pain, every tear, every particle of our suffering work in us a death to sin and to the old man, and to all things on earth, which will be for our highest development and for his glory. If we lay claim to the blessing of the Father, we must not fear what may lie in the path of blessing. It is ever through suffering to glory, through the cross to the crown. In every circumstance of life, be thankful, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus respecting you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.